We took a trip to Williamsburg, Brooklyn, because we were intrigued by a shop called I Hate Perfume, which is at the vanguard of the anti-perfume movement. You didn't know there was one? What if you could make a perfume that smells like a day at the beach, or roast beef, or baby's butt? Christopher Brocious does all that. Christopher Brocious, nice to meet you.
Nice to have you here.
When did you decide that you hated the scent of overpowering perfumes and that you were going to do something about it?
Well, you know, I think that was really in 1992 when I first began making perfume independently. And the first perfume that I did, which was originally something for myself, when I was wearing it, I would constantly get comments like, wow, you smell so good. What is that? Where can I get it? And I thought, well,
So you mixed up a perfume for yourself one afternoon, and we're speaking of how many years ago.
One afternoon, oh, Lord. I did 135 variations of that first scent.
135
yes.
variations. Do you sell it today?
I do actually sell a much more refined, more sophisticated version of it.
Could you please show it to
sure,
us?
Sure, of course.
Thank you.
It's called CB93.
CB93, your initials, obviously.
Yes.
Now, is this for men, Christopher?
You know what? I don't
Do you make that distinction?
I don't. I mean, I really let people choose what they want. This one was actually, originally, it was my interpretation of what the very first original eau de cologne was designed to do. Something that smelled very fresh, very clean, but was good for the skin and very calming and relaxing at the same time.
This is everything you just said.
Thank you.
Now, you have some marvelous names here. Roast beef, snow, wet mitten.
You did mention the roast beef.
Yes.
Which is curious because it is one of the most commented on. People who smell it have very strong reaction, generally along the lines of, oh my God, it smells exactly like roast beef, which it does.
Oh my goodness.
Food scents are incredibly tough. When it was finished, I thought, oh my God, this is exactly what I had in mind. But who in their right mind wants to smell this way?
Well, who does want to wear roast beef on their
skin? Well, you know, actually, very few people. I'm the first to admit that it is not a scent for everybody. In fact, I think off the top of my head, I can think of three clients who actually do wear it and love it, and that's fine. I'm not out to sell millions of bottles. If you like that scent, good.
What's been most popular here?
I am delighted to say that one of my most popular perfumes is the smell of old books. It's a perfume called In the Library.
So right now, what you are doing is your assistant, Sarah. Sarah has just dipped a white piece of paper into
Simple Blotter.
In the Library. Simple Blotter. And I'm about to sniff it. You know, it's so odd. You hit it like I'm in the library.
It's a wonderful scent.
You know what I have to say, as a woman who loves perfume and has, although I've worn the same one for almost 20 years.
We'll discuss that later.
There is something very interesting and intriguing about these scents that are not in any sense floral, as most perfumes that I think of kind of come from. But these things have a different presentation.
They do, yes.
Completely.
I mean, that really is very much the point. You know, my work is really about things that really do smell wonderful, but don't have a lot of the properties that commercial perfumes do.
You simply want it to be a personal signature more than say, oh, is that a perfume you're wearing?
Kind of, yes. Oh, wow, you smell terrific is really the best kind of compliment. And I think if that can come from someone who is physically extremely close to you, my mission is done.
Christopher, I think I'm going to have to now turn from interviewer into customer. This has been absolutely lovely, and maybe I'll just browse. Christopher Brocious, you are the founder and perfumer here at I Hate Perfume, your wonderful shop. This has really been a delight. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.